So last week, if I'm not mistaken, one of the last things that we left off with was the Meiri. Meiri, like the Tosus Rid, try to answer this question as to how the Gemara's Maskana regarding Rabbi Elezer Shita resolves the Baal Tosif question, right? Gemara says, don't worry about your question on Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer really retracted part of his position. Rashi says what that means is that he retracted his requirement of 14 sudos, but he still held that what?
Tashlum.
He still held that the first night sudo was chiyuv. Is there enough seats for everybody? Can you pull up a chair? First night's chiyuv was still an obligation, and that there was a possibility of tashlumin for that suda. Right? That's the way where Rashi presents the Gemara's new vision of Rabbi Eliezer. But the problem is that what? It doesn't really seem to answer the question. I think this was bothering a number of you this morning as well. It doesn't seem to really answer the question. Why? Because if you worried, like Rashi says, about Baal Tosef, then there's still an issue of Baal Tosef. Right? Agreed? Disagree? And this was the question from yesterday, from Thursday. Right? Because if according to Rabbi Elazar that was part of the mitzvah, then there would be meals obligated on that day as well. So Elamai, what must he say? That's not part of the mitzvah. We don't sit in the sukkah on that day. So if you tell me there's no mitzvah, we don't sit in the sukkah on that day, how can it then be that you tell me I can be mashlim, I can make up for something that I should have done as a mitzvah on the first night at a time when the mitzvah doesn't apply? It's outside the framework of the mitzvah. Nope, he's not. So let me read.
We're not worried about Mexik, Baal Tosif.
Nira Kamosif. Yeah, you do have that from time to time. Nira Kamosif. But listen to the lashon of the Meir here. Sandy, with me? The Od Amar. Od Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Mishalo Ocha Balel Yom Tov Arishon. Whoever didn't eat on Yom Tov Yishon, mashlim af leil Yom Tov Achron. You can be mashlim. You can make it up. You can compensate for that when the end. Shmini Atzeres. V'shalu b'gemara says the Meiri. V'hamer Rabbi Elazar arba asrei sudos chayev adam lechol b'sukkah. Him kain hayalomar misha chaser achas misudasav. My leil Rishon did not get. So he's two questions. First of all, why are you making all about the first meal? If you tell me I have 14 meals that I'm obligated in, then tell me if I'm missing any meal and make it up. Right? Pesach, you hear that question? We didn't mention that question before. This is also another good question. He's saying maybe part of what's bothering the Gemara is with Rabbi Eliezer. It doesn't seem that Rashi's learning this way, but if Rabbi Eliezer says there's 14 sudas that you have to have, each one's an obligation. In the initial presentation of Rabbi Eliezer, each one's an obligation. If each one's an obligation, then when you start telling me about Tashlumin, why are you telling me there's only Tashlumin for the first one? They're no different than one another. Only later does he say the first one's an obligation and the rest are optional. But initially he says, oh, there's 14 obligation. So if there's 14 is an obligation, then what? Then tell me Tashlumin for any meal that I miss, I can make it up. Why are you only telling me Tashlumin for the first one? Umay Laila Mishon Nilaki. Why say first night? Ugdel Rabban in Pirshu, Rashi in our Gemara says, a chat, the kuhu b'sukkah, all those meals are eaten in the sukkah, the leil yom tov v'achron, the last not meal, the last suda, the last yom tov, like a sukkah. Again, we're assuming he's talking about a situation where you're in Eretz Yisrael and you don't eat in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. In Chutz Laretz we do. The ha'avar al Baal Tosef. Miri says that Rashi assumes that the problem is one of Baal Tosef. I mean, you'll eat in the sukkah at a time when the mitzvah doesn't apply, you're running into a potential problem of Baal Tosef. Vim kain maitash lumanika, achash ein shem sukkah, or ein sham sukkah. How could you perform a mitzvah when there's no mitzvah to perform? How could I get a fulfillment in sukkah at a time when sukkah is no longer applicable? Vitirtu,
the whole idea of tashlum.
Vitirtu, Shechozabo Rabbi Eliezer Barishona. Rabbi Eliezer retracted part of his position. Vishalul Chayiv Elabalai Harishon. He only required night one. V'chidesh ba'lomar shim lo achal yashlim. So his chiddush was now, forget about the rest of the sudos. You're right. The reason why he didn't speak about the rest of the sudos as being shayach and tashlumin, because he did away with those. Those are only rishus. Right? Those are only rishus. Okay, what about the first one? Why is there no problem about Tosef? Ule perish gedolei rabbonim kosher lafaresh. Shafke shechazer bo. Right? Even when he was chozer, he's still left with what? One meal being an obligation, and there being tashlumin after the fact for it. Im hasha'ela heichi tashlumin acha she'in shem sukkah, in sham sukkah, then what? Mahu almu b'teirutzo. What did his teretz do for us? He's still left with which question? How do you have tashlumin after the fact? V'af b'layla rishon heichu tashlumin b'lo sukkah. How could you have tashlumin at a time when the mitzvah of sukkah no longer applies? So what was his answer? Ad sherabim pershuha ke pirashnu v'sovrim shehashlamasa b'sukkah. No, two things. First of all, he is doing tashlumin in the sukkah. So up to now, he was assuming part of the question that he's doing tashlumin not even in the sukkah. How could I have tashlumin at a time when there's no sukkah? So now he's saying, okay, no, there is tashlumin in the sukkah. You actually do sit in the sukkah. Alright? So now if you tell me you're doing tashlumin in the sukkah, what question am I left with? What about Baal Tosef? What about Baal Tosef? So what do you want to say?
That the whole idea of tashlumin is that you're going to do it no matter what after the fact.
Well, you gotta explain that.
That the tashlumim is that if you're doing the,
I'm sitting in the sukkah now.
I'm
sitting in the hashlama.
The hashlama.
I'm sitting in the sukkah and I'm trying to fix, trying to be mekayim a mitzvah that applied 7 days ago.
So that's already.
But today is not sukkahs. Today's not sukkahs. So why isn't this Baal Tosef?
You have to say that you're not actually doing the mitzvah.
Is that what you mean when you, what you're saying?
Are
you saying
no.
That? You're not saying that. Okay, so let's just stick with what Yonah's saying for a second, because that seems to be what the Meiri's saying. He says, the Baal Tosef shalobuz mano boi kavana. Shalobuz mano is boi kavana. If it's outside the normal framework of the mitzvah, and you're doing something that's not part of the mitzvah, then what? Then you need kavana. I need to endow my maisa with the surah of a maisa mitzvah. What's going to do that? If I pick up a lulav in the middle of the year and I'm just shaking it, or I just pick it up, is anyone going to say, oh, look, it's Baal Tosef. He's doing something you're not allowed to do. Not from most of all mitzvahs. He's doing a maisa mitzvah. Or would you say, no, that's not a maisa mitzvah. It happens to be that on Sukkot, that's the maisa mitzvah. The rest of the year, it's just nothing. Right? So what would make it a maisa mitzvah? One of two things. Either it's the season for the mitzvah, meaning the backdrop of the zman endows that maisa with status of a maisa mitzvah, in which case, okay, then the potential for it being Baal Tosef, or my kavana. My kavana.
I don't understand the
kavana. How kavana works?
Because it's not the right time.
It's not the right time. But the Meir is saying there is another way to give your Maisa the status of a Maisa of at least Baal Tosef. You can't call it the Maisa of Yeshiva Basukah. You can't call it the Maisa of Netilas Lulav. But if I do the very Maisa that is required for the mitzvah and I say, I'm doing this to be Mekayim the mitzvah, that's Baal Tosef. I made this Maisa into a Maisa of Maisa Hosafa. I'm trying to replicate the mitzvah at a time and it doesn't apply. That's the Isser of Baal Tosef. The Torah says, sit in the sukkah X, Y, and Z days. You came along during Hanukkah and you said, you know what? I'm going to sit in the sukkah and I'm going to make a mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. There is no mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. That's Baal Tosef. But if you just were moved to sit in the sukkah during Hanukkah and you did the very maisa of sitting in the sukkah without any intent, that's not Baal Tosef. Right? You need to create a maisa of hosafa. And without kavana, you don't have that. The mere fact that you're going through the motions doesn't make it a maisa Baal Tosef. Baal Tosef is a maisa, or is an isser, in which a person seeks to create a mitzvah where it doesn't exist. So simply doing the mitzvah alone doesn't look like you're creating a mitzvah. Could be you have any number of reasons for doing it. Who knows? I don't know. Maybe you like sitting out in the snow. But if you do it in such a way where it's clear that you're doing it for the purpose of trying to be mekayim mitzvah, that's Baal Tosef. Kavanah is one of those ways.
You're saying that you need two parts for it to be counted as a mitzvah. One is the time and one is the kavanah. And if either one of those is missing, then you have nothing. And then you're in the category of Baal Tosef.
Say that again?
Meaning,
sound like you're saying something. I'm just
trying to clarify.
Yeah. What makes the act of picking up a lulav on the first day of Sukkot a mitzvah? What makes that a mitzvah?
The day mechayim.
The Torah says that this maisa today rises to the level of a mitzvah. That's lakach tamchem yom rishon. You have a yom rishon and you have a maisa l'kicha. But if I had that same maisa l'kicha at Pesach time, is someone going to say, "Hey, that guy's taking lulav"? No, because this man is not this man for lulav. What says that maisa of taking is a maisa mitzvah? This man makes it into a maisa mitzvah. So now that you don't have the right zman, what's going to make it into an attempted maisa mitzvah, if you will? Your intent. You say, "I'm doing this to be mekayem mitzvah." Ah, it's not the mitzvah today. That's Baal Tosef. You follow? No. What you're saying, and I think it's correct, you could bring one of two things to the table in order to make an act into a maisa mitzvah: either the zman or kavana when it's not the zman. So there are different types of Baal Tosef, obviously. So there's a question whether or not repeating the same act. Let's say you repeat the same act within a given time frame. Would that be Baal Tosef? Let's say it took lulav twice. On the first day. Would that be Baal Tosef?
You completed your original kiyuv.
Yeah, you your original.
So therefore, anything after that is not in its proper. It's not the time for it.
No, it is the proper time. It is a ma'aseh mitzvah. I'm not saying it's not a ma'aseh mitzvah. See, what I'm saying is, zman makes it a ma'aseh mitzvah. Now the question is it Baal Tosef to repeat the same ma'aseh mitzvah?
For no
reason. Let's say it was for no reason. That happens to be not so pashut. That's a big question. I don't want to get to that right now. I'm just saying that's a question. But I'll tell you where it's not Baal Tosef, where a person specifically has a reason for doing it. Then it won't be Baal Tosef. For example, I think we mentioned last week, a guy's not sure about his dalet minim. So you have people like this. They're somewhat neurotic about these things. So the guy takes dalet minim in the morning, and then he's not sure, did he have a kosher lulav? Did he have a kosher esrog? So he sees his friend, so you know what, your esrog looks a little better. And he takes his esrog and lulav. And then later he takes another one. He wants to make sure that he's got it. That's not Baal Tosef. But let's say you weren't doing it for that purpose. Let's say you were doing it just to stop. What? It could be there. Yeah, it could be there. I'm going to mention it. I think we mentioned it last week also, but it's a famous Karban Asano. I mentioned it in Shia last week. Karban Asano says on Shemini Atzeres, just if you jump for a second to Mem Zayin, to 47a, if you have it, if not, I'll just mention it quickly here. Outside, the Gemara says over there that with regard to Shemini Atzeres, it's V'hilchasa, Mesav Yasvinan Bruche Lilvachinan. We sit in Sukkah on Shemini Atzeres, but we don't make a bracha. We don't make a bracha. So, with to the next daf on Memchas, Sukkah Shiva, Ketza. Sukkah is only for 7 days. Ketza. Gama milecho lo yatir asukaso, ava moridith akilam in haminfo lamaila, ne covered yom to Akron Shalchan. Says the Gemara, Ein lo kelim lahorid mahu. In lo kelim eloki yishtamish b'may yishtamish b'may yishtamish el in lo makom lahori kelav mahu yabchi bar. Question: who that is supposed to be? Omar poches ba arba Rabbi Shuben Levi. Omar madik ba saner. What's the Gemara talking about over here? The Gemara is talking about certain things that you do in the sukkah on that last day that you would normally not do. Right, so it doesn't look like you're treating it like a regular mitzvah. Yeah, because normally in a sukkah katana you wouldn't light in there.
In
a small sukkah you wouldn't normally do that.
Why wouldn't somebody light
it? Because not right to. I'll just finish that thing. Right. V'lo pligi halan v'alo. Hatenach sukkah katana sukkah dola mai ikal meimar. The Mayalba, money mechla. The Amar Rava, money mechla bar metalalasa. Money mishtaya bit metalalasa. What does that mean? Let's say you don't have a nair to speak of, or you have a bigger sukkah. What are you going to do to show that there's something different today? So this is where the practice comes from, to bring things into the sukkah that you normally wouldn't bring in on Shemini Atzeres. You don't normally bring the garbage can into the sukkah. On Shemini Atzeres, maybe you'll put the garbage can in the sukkah. Or you wouldn't bring a pot into the sukkah, a serving pot. You'll bring dishes out, but you won't bring a pot that's not considered covered for the sukkah. On this day, you'll do that. Like Rashi says, sukkah gedola ma'ikla neymar, dehachia amron la'el, Shraga Amri La Bimtala Sava Amri La Lavamitala Sav Lo Pligi Habasuk Gidol Vhule. I just want to show you one thing that the Korban of Sanel has the following interesting shita when it comes to sitting in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. This is it's page 132 in the traditional pagination. Do you have it? Siman Vav. Well, the Inyan Mesiv, it's in the middle of Siman. I'm sorry, Siman Hay. Siman Hay. The end of Siman Hay. Well, the Inyan Mesiv Basukkah B'Shemini Hilchos a Mesiv Yasrinan Beruchi Lomer Vachinan. We sit in the Sukkah on the Shemini Atzeres, but we don't make the Bracha. V'Hainu Taima De Lomer Vachinan. Why don't we make the Bracha of Leshei Basukkah? The Kevan the Yom Shemini Atzeres too. The kashin hadadi. In other words, either it's Shemini Atzeres or it's Sukkos. If it's Shemini Atzeres, what are you saying leishev ba sukkah for? Yom sukkahu lav Shemini Atzeres who? The Shemini Atzeres who lav yom sukkahu. It's either one or the other. It's either Sukkos, the holiday of Sukkos, in which case sit in the sukkah and do everything that you do on Sukkos. If it's Shemini Atzeres, if it's totally separate holiday, then don't sit in the sukkah. So in Chutzlar, it's where we have this concept of Sveik and Yoma. We have a problem. We can sit in the Sukkah, because maybe we're going to treat it like Sukkos, but it's also possibly Shemini Atzeres. So what are we going to do? All right, we'll sit in the Sukkah, we won't make the Bracha. U'mishum de Sveikahi, Travayu Avdina Mechumra, Yasinam B'Sukkah, V'lom Revachinam. V'noagin ba minag Yom Tov, Dehuv Yom Shemini Atzeres, V'avdina Mechumra. Ava B'lulav, that's a separate question. So I'm going to take lulav. Okay, lo ratzu. They didn't want to be misakin to take the lulav. Shiat luhu b'lo bracha misafek l'fishu muktza. Because then you're running into another problem. The safek, if it's really not part of sukkahs, then you're taking a piece of tree that's muktza, and you have no business doing that. And it would be minkra milsa shehu noeg ba minag chol. It's like you're saying today is not Shemini Atzeres. It's like you're saying today is still sukkahs. That's an overt statement that today is sukkahs. See, when you sit in the sukkah, you could do it misafek, and it doesn't necessarily look like you're making a definitive statement, today is still sukkahs. Why? And this is crucial for our purposes, where the Baal Tosef comes in. Aval b'sukkah, pa'amim shesukaso areva alav, ve'ochol ba, afilu b'yom tov achron. When I sit in the sukkah on the last day, let's say in America, I'm sitting in the sukkah on Simchas Torah, I'm eating. Does anyone have to say necessarily that, oh, look, that guy's doing Baal Tosef, he's saying it's still Sukkos, it's still a mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah? Or you say, no, the guy's got his table and chairs out there, it's nice weather, he likes sitting out there. Right? A person could say that. So this person could say that on Shemini Atzeres. Look, the guy likes sitting out in the sukkah. It's not necessarily making a statement that today is chol, that today is Sukkos. It could be, no, today is really Shemini Atzeres, but he likes sitting in the sukkah. So what happens now? Look at the Korban Asano. Korban Asano is on that statement of the Rosh. It's Os Zayin. You see it towards the bottom? Aval b'sukkah pamim shesukasu arev alav v'ochel ba'afil b'yom tov achron. Omnam, im ba'oso yom es tzina, if it's very cold on that last day, o ruchos, o shum shini avir, ein min haro'i lechol b'sukkah b'yom shmini savik shvi. You can't sit in the sukkah that day. Because then you can't say what? That he likes it. You can't say he's doing because he likes it. So why would you be saying that? Why would you be saying that? Because it's a mitzvah. Then it looks like you're saying it's a mitzvah to sit there today, right? Then it looks like it's you making a statement that it's a mitzvah. Okay, so it's sort of related to this discussion over here. You need kavana. You asked me, someone asked me, is there anything about nira? Does it anything in terms of appearance? That was you, right? Something about appearance. So the Meiri and the Rid both say that in order to have kavana, in order to have Baal Tosef outside of the natural gedarim of the mitzvah, you need kavana. Yeah, questions? I want to see the marsh. Again, when the Gemara says that Rabbi Elazar was chozer, Rashi says he was chozer from requiring 14 sudos. And we said there's still a problem. How do you get around the Baal Tosef problem? So the Meiri and Tosos Red basically say that really it's not a problem because you need kavan. The Tosos HaRosh also asked this question. He has a slightly different mahalach. But let's take a look at the Maharshal. The Maharshal seems to be explaining Rashi. So someone want to read?
Rashi bid
Dibra Masal Chazar. It's the second line. The second line in that portion of the Chachma Shlomo dealing with Daf Chazayin. You see it?
Where is the Maharshal?
It's on the pages of the Maharshal. Do you have the same Gemara as
I think so. So it's Tesvav. I mean, bottom of Yadalad. Sorry.
Bottom of Yadalad in the pages of the Maharshal. In your fancy Gemara. No, you want to pass it over. I'll show you. I think that might be it. Go ahead. Sam, you want to read it?
Okay.
Yeah, I thought you were volunteering. In honor of the special day.
Yeah. Rashi v'dibur maskel chutz melele yom tov harishon.
Right, so that's a quote. He's quoting Rashi. Marshal now is going to explain Rashi. Nimtza besido.
Nimtza besido nira.
Nearly.
Nearly the hachi perusha.
Hachi perusha. This is what it means.
Chazer bo.
Rabbi Eliezer.
Rabbi Eliezer.
Baal Karcha. Chiyuv the Yudalid. Lav besukah talia. Oh, let's just stop there for 1 second. What's he saying? What's he saying? He's saying what Rashi means is like this. That originally Rabbi Elazar required what? 14 sudos.
Right.
And that the first night was just like all other nights. Right?
No, the first night was...
Originally the first night was like all other nights. Then he was Chozebo. Then he was Chozebo to say what? To say, Lokai Ela Al Leila Yom Tov Arishon. Only thing that's left is Leila Yom Tov Arishon. But what about Leila Yom Tov Arishon? Where is the requirement to sit, to eat on the first night come from? What is the requirement to eat on the first night? He didn't say yet, I'm just saying that's where he's going now. Let's see. Originally he said the Rabbi Lezer held that on Laila Rishon was like all the other 13 meals that you had to have, that there was a chiyuv in terms of sukkahs to have 14 meals. Teshu came to Dura taught me that I have to have 2 meals a day for 7 days. All 14 meals would be equal. Then he says, no. 13 meals are gone. 1 meal is left. What's the nature of this 1 meal? Go ahead.
Ella Yalpina Milele Pesach, the Torah Machila, Ume Achor.
So, in a second. So he learns out from Chag HaPesach that you have to have a meal the first night of Sukkot.
Right.
Ume Achor, the Torah Machila. So I learned how Tesvav Tesvav Mechag HaMatzos. But what does it teach me? What does it teach me now? That I have to do what?
That I have to eat.
I have to eat matzah on the first night of Pesach. So Tesvav Tesvav Mechag HaMatzos, what I learned from there, that I have to eat on the first night of Sukkot. That's all. Keep going. Now, since I have to eat, okay, now it's just accidental. It's accidental. Mm-hmm. On the first night of Sukkot, if I have an obligation to eat, then what? It must be in the Sukkot. It must be in the Sukkot. All right, keep going. You're doing great.
We call Mato Iker Mitzvah Satellite Bansila.
But the ikar mitzvah, the ikar nature of my achil, the ikar chiyav to eat is what? Is a yomtif rule. It's not sukkah's rule. It's not talia and sukkah. I must eat tonight. Where do I learn that out from? Tetzvav, tetzvav, mechag amatzos. Now I know I have to eat. So where do you do your eating today? Well, it happens to be sukkah. Okay, so you have no choice. You have to eat in the sukkah. Keep going. Mishum hachi. Stop there. Now what does that mean?
So now that's why you can make a tashlumin on the last day, because it's just achila.
It's achiyav suda. It's accidental. So here I can make it up even though there's no what? Even though there's no sukkah.
Right.
Even though there's no sukkah. Because even if I would eat it outside the sukkah, I could still make up that mitzvah, because that mitzvah of achila is not really a sukkah rule. Okay? Yeah, I'm going to say it again. But I mean, there's more here. Let's speak it out. I'm saying like this. The Marashal is saying, what does Rashi mean? Rashi means like this. That originally Rabbi Elazar held that the first night of Sukkot was an obligation, just like the subsequent 13 meals, which he lumped all together and said that are requirements on Sukkot because of Teshuvah came to do. 2 meals a day in your home, 2 meals a day in the Sukkah. If that's the case, then I have a kasha. What's my kasha? How can I make up that last meal? How can I have hashlama outside the sukkah? How can I have hashlama? How can I do tashlum outside the sukkah for a meal that I should have eaten in the sukkah? Yes?
I mean, that makes sense.
Well, why can't you make it up the next day?
Oh, that we still have to address. Why is that not what he's saying? You're right. That's what Jonah asked before. He doesn't say, why does he say make it up then?
Well, there's no...
Why not say make it up any day until, up until, throughout, every day?
What's the answer?
Well, one second. It's the middle of something else. Some of the Shonen basically say he means that. That's really what they mean. He means even the last night. Even that time. It doesn't mean dafka then, it means any time.
Even when there's no chiyav suda?
Right. In other words, it means any night, even that last night, when there's no sukkah. And then it's telling you the bigger chiddush. The Gemara is teaching you the bigger novel point. You can make it up, and not only can you make it up on any subsequent night when you would be eating in the sukkah, but you can even make it up at a time when you're not eating the sukkah. Why? Now this marshal fits in. Why? Because this is not really a sukkah meal. This is not really a sukkah meal. The only reason why it takes place in the sukkah, in its appropriate placement, is because that's what happens to be going on now. It happens to be that when I eat a certain amount, I have a certain type of eating. I have to eat in the sukkah. But it's not a sukkah meal per se, the requirement to eat on the first night. The last day is Yom Tif, but not Sukkot.
Okay.
It's Shmini Atzeres.
Yeah,
because I'll just finish out the mashal and we'll ask a question. Oh, yeah, okay. Please. Chose, it was chose, like Rashi says, he was chose, what is it? Leo Seitzel Chachamim? I don't have it open at the moment. Right? He basically went back to the understanding of the Chachamim. Why you have to eat the first night? Tetzvav, tetzvav, mechag amatzos. But tetzvav, tetzvav, chag amatzos doesn't necessarily have anything to do with Teshu.
Right.
It's a separate principle. Okay? Let's just finish out that last line or two of the Marshal. Mikomokim, mikom mitzvos, atali ba'achilo, mishamachi, yachal ashlima ba'achilas su'uda achrini, be'ech shehi. Aval e
matzrich. Matzrich Rabbi Eliezer Yedal Tzidus Basukah. Im Kain.
If you would say you need 14 sudas, this is your question basically. If you would continue to maintain you need 14 sudas, i.e. two a day, what would he basically be saying? Al karchach miteshu kain tadiru nafik. Tzach Yedal Basukah. If you would maintain 14 sudas, what are you saying? You're saying, I have a chiyav to eat in the sukkah because of teshu, which would mean that the machayev for my achila is what? Where does it stem from?
Sukkah.
So it comes from sukkah. Okay, keep going. V'ikar chiyuvayhu b'sukkah talya. And then, in which case, I have a question. Im Kain, what was it? What's his question? How could I be mashlim without a sukkah?
Right.
See, the marshal is not so much bothered by Baal Tosef here. The Marshal is asking a more basic question. How could you have Hashlama outside the Sukkah, or outside the Yom Tov of Sukkot, for something that I should have eaten in the sukkah. Stated differently, how can I be mashlim a sukkah meal outside the sukkah? Now again, some of the Rishonim assume that he was eating in the sukkah. That last meal was in the sukkah. But Marshall says you don't have to assume that. Why? Because he's learning pshat in the nature of that of the first meal, according to Rabbi Elazar, as being a yontif meal. Seeing Rabbi Elazar's original approach was to look at all the achilos of the Yom Tov as being obligations in sukkah. Teshu kein tadiru. Right? So what does Rashi mean when he says chozer bo li yoseh tzal chachamim? That's what the Maharshal is saying. The Maharshal is saying that Rabbi Elazar totally revolutionized his view. He did it all in 180. Previously he was saying that these sudas stem from a chiyuv of what? Of sukkah. So then the Gemara's question is a good question. Hey, how could you have Ashlama? How could you have Ashlama? He said 14 sudas in the sukkah. I mean, these are sukkah meals. So how could you make up for Ashlama outside the sukkah? It doesn't make any sense. Oh, don't worry. He was chozer. What do you mean he was chozer? How did that answer the question? The Marshal's approach really explains how the Gemara's answer speaks to the question. With this Marshal, the Gemara's answer makes good sense. The Marshal's explaining what Rashi means. Why is it not a problem? Oh, I'll tell you, because he was chozer and he only required one meal. Oh, so what? Yeah, because he only required one meal because of Gzeir Shava, Tetzav, Tetzav, Michag HaMatzos. What do you learn from there? Chi of Yom Tov. Nothing to do with Sukkos. It's Yom Tov. So I'll eat Yom Tov meal today, I'll eat Yom Tov meal tomorrow. If I don't do it then, I'll be mashlim it on the last Yom Tov. That also explains why it's on Yom Tov meaning. If you want to take it literally, that's only on, Trun was getting at last week.
That's why I'm not that excited.
You're not that excited because you already mechavin to this. Okay. But doesn't make you good to see that you mechavin to the marshal.
Well, you told me last week already.
Oh, so you were just waiting to see if the marshal got it right or not.
Yeah.
So, Rabbi Eliezer.
According to this approach,
the first understanding of Rabbi Eliezer is that when it says 14 meals, the only way it means that it must be on sukkah.
There are 14 meals that are required by virtue of the mitzvah of sukkah.
Does it say explicitly?
Teshu kein tadiru. Remember, the Gemara says, why does we know that from Teshu kein tadiru?
Right.
Then the Gemara says chozer. Chozer basically means, he stopped with Teshu kein tadiru also. He stopped viewing the chiyuv of achila in the sukkah as Teshu kein tadiru based.
And so then the first meal is actually a yantif based meal.
Only yantif, right. Tesvav.
Cool.
He agreed with the chachamim. Chozer li yoseh tzal chachamim.
So there are 2 days of Yantif and the middle six are Cholamot.
The days in the middle of Cholamot, right.
That's really cool.
Okay. Now there's a slightly different approach that's taken by the Maharshah. So you want to take a look at the Maharshah? I didn't ask you to look at it, but as long as we're here, let's take a look at the Maharshah. Because the Maharshah seems to be arguing on the Maharshah. Okay? It's the Maharshah right over here. Everyone's familiar with the Maharshah? So the Maharshah is comprised of two components. There's the Chidushei Halachos and the Chidushei Agados. You see on top of the page, it says Chidushei Halachos, Chidushei Halachos. So in those cases, when he's commenting on an Agadata, it would be signaled usually by a Ches Aleph, referencing the Chidushei Agados. I'll just give you an example. If you turn to the next page, you see in page 10, You see the second paragraph there, Chav Zayin Amud Beis, the first piece on Chav Zayin Amud Beis. See how the font is slightly smaller? Maybe that's like a 10-point instead of a 12-point font.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And it's also signaled with Ches Aleph. That's the Chidush HaGadot. That shows you that the Marshal is commenting on Agadot over there.
And it says V'Agadot on the top.
Yeah, Chidush HaLachos and Chidush HaGadot. I'm just trying to tell you, not every page has Chidushei Agados.
I know this one doesn't say Agados on it, though, and this one does.
Right, these two pages don't have it, exactly. And on this page it says Chidushei Halachos ve'Agados. Nice.
It's weird.
Okay? Okay, so let's take a look at the Marshal. We didn't see the Marshal yet. He's going to ask a question to the Marshal. Someone want to read the Marshal?
Tosfos? or the Rashi one?
The Maharshal. He's talking about Rashi. Dibur Maschal Chazavah, Rav Elazar Eitel Chachamim. Ubaha Miha Pali, Vechulei. It's the first line there.
Moshe Yesh Tashlum Karbanos Yom Aleph. Af Yom Tov Achron.
That's quoted for Rashi. That's all Rashi.
Yireh Sheha Koreach.
Huchrach.
Shehuchrach.
Saying Rashi was forced to say this. Mm-hmm. Rashi had to say this.
Yireh Shehuchrach Kacha Lahai Taima. T'kmoshi Yesh Lo Tashlum Ler Karbanos.
Vechulei.
Vechulei. T'mishum Hachi. Hashtol Mai to Chazer Bo Rabbi Elazar, below Tikshi Lan, below Tikshi Lan.
My Hashlama the Sukkah.
My Hashlama the Sukkah.
He's saying now that you tell me it was Chazer Bo to really concede to the Chachamim, right? Then you'll ask me, well, where does he get the, if he agrees with the Chachamim, where does he get the Tashlumin business from? So he's saying, oh, that's why Rashi had to tell you that it was based on the model of Karbanos. So you wouldn't ask me where does he come up with Tashlumin. If he agrees with Chachamim, that only the first night's an obligation from Tesvav, Tesvav, Nichag, Amatzos, where do you get Tashlumin? Right? Oh, so now I know where you get Tashlumin from the carbon. Fine. Keep going.
Iga b'leo yom tov acharon le Tashlumin. D'leo yom tov rishon d'bao sukkah le kule ama. Kevan de matzinu bo
hashlama acheres.
Yom Achron liyom Rishon legabe Karbanos.
Right, now that I see that there is a precedent for being mashlim something from the first night on the last night, so I'll show you that also applies over here by Sukkah. Islam lemeimer hach hashlama lechilos yom Achron tashlum leil Achron.
Yeah, but those two cases, the first one, they're sort of related.
Which one, Sukkah and Karban?
No, by the Korban, right?
Right.
By our case. They're two different yom.
Keep going. Afagav the sukkah leka biyom acharon, even though there really is no sukkah on yom acharon. There isn't. It's not a yom tov of sukkos. It's not a yom tov of sukkos, and still there's room to say this.
Aval lemai
the sukkah daitach dahai yashvin koi liyidal tsudos. If you'll tell me it's yidal tsudos based, meaning the original Rabbi Eliezer.
Havadai Lake Hashlema.
Hashlema. There is no room for Hashlema. What? How could there possibly be Hashlema? That was the Gemara's question. If you tell me this is a 14 Suda rule, then you stop. There is no kind of Hashlema can there be. Came in the Lekha Sukkah, Yom Achron. The Lekha Nami Hashlema Acheres, Yom Achron, L'Shah Yomim. But if you tell me it's a first night rule, then I could say, oh, okay, I'll show you carbon first night, carbon last night. Now look at what he says about the Marashah. Keep going.
Marshal, dachuk bezeh, lefarish dechiyuva, delel yom tov rishon, lav besukkah.
Lav besukkah, Talia. What's he been talking about the whole time here, the Marshal? Sukkah. Marshal's talking about sukkah. Sukkah first night, sukkah last night. Even though sukkah doesn't exist the first night. Why? Because of karbon. Because the only way I can know that is because of karbon. Right? But he says, the Marshal gave a dachuk teretz. What was the dachuk teretz in the Marshal? That this doesn't really mean sukkah, it means instead yontif. And he forced that shot because he had a problem.
He seems to be into other people being forced
being
into...
Being wrong? Why?
No,
that
like the Rashi was forced into his explanation.
Oh, Huchrach. Rashi had to say that, right. Dachak is worse. Huchrach is just, this is why he had to say this. He tried to explain this way. Dachak means it's not, he doesn't like it. Dachak means it's forced teretz. Huchrach means Rashi, of necessity, had to tell you this. Dachak means it's...
You're even more wrong.
It's like you're forcing a square peg into a round hole. Like you're just stooping it in just to make sense of something that you really don't think makes sense. The chiyuv de leil yom tov rishon lav besukkah talya el yafina mileil pesach tetzarech achila v'chulei v'herich. And he says the marshal waxed eloquent about that. V'ein zeh dome. And he says I don't think it's a good comparison. Why? The halagabi mitzvah sukkah yafina mileil pesach de kamod de mitzvah achila b'leil pesach hu matzah. He says, I'll tell you why, because really what you learn from Tesav Tesav Michag HaMatzos is not just that there's a Chiv Achila, but there's a Chiv Achila in terms of the hero of the Chag. Just like on Leil Pesach, there's a Chiv to eat Matzah, which is the mitzvah of the day. So too I learn out that there's a Chiv to perform a mitzvah Achila, in the mitzvah of the day, sukkah. So he's arguing the Marshal in terms of his whole limud of Tetzvav, and he's saying that that's not what Rashi means. So what does Rashi mean according to the Marshal? According to the Marshal? How is the Marshal learning Rashi? So certainly the chi of Leil Rishon, certainly the chi of Leil Rishon is a chi because of Sukkah. So why does Tashlumin work? Why does Tashlumin work according to the Marshal's approach? Only because of carbon. Only because of carbon. Carbon was the model. Now, Avi Hirschman is asking a good question. I mean, maybe we could try to explain that. How does that work? Just because Tashlumin exists by carbon, it should exist by Sukkah. Maybe we'll say two different things.
Are there different kinds of Tashlumin?
Well, what do you mean? Tosfos HaRash talks about Tashlumin by Tefillah.
No, I'm saying, could like Tashlumin for Achila be done certain ways, like in the Minetar, like you could do it with Minetar Gima as opposed to...
Okay, that's a detail. Now you're asking a detailed question. But I'm saying another question to answer here is, why does this serve as a good model? Who says just because there's Tashlumin for carbon, that there's also Tashlumin for a mitzvah of Sukkah?
So it deviates from the Gezeirah Shavah. If you're going to say that the whole thing for Tashlumin...
Well, that's why the Marshal said the Gezeirah Shavah only tells me that I have a chiyuv to eat. I don't have that old problem. But if you learn like the Marshal, now you have to say that the Gezeirah Shavah teaches me I have a chiyuv to eat in the Sukkah, just like I have a chiyuv to eat matzah. Now you ask me how I know Tashlumin? Oh, that's why Rashi was huchrach, he says. That's why Rashi had to tell me the basis for the Tashlumin, which is from carbon. I'm just saying we have a question now to answer. How does that work? How does carbon work to tell me that there's a basis for Tashlumin? I'd like to take that up tomorrow, perhaps. But given that we have another moment or two here, maybe we'll just read the Tosfos HaRash. I'd like you to think about it, you know, tomorrow, go through the Tosfos HaRash. The Tosfos HaRash has also an interesting mahalach here in this approach, and you don't have it there, unfortunately. Tosfos HaRash was written by Rabbeinu Asher, in addition to his compilation of halachos. He also wrote a commentary on the Talmud, like Tosfos. That's why it was referred to as Tosfos HaRash, but it was written by the Rash. I'm sorry, it was written by when? So let me just read the Tosfos HaRash to you, and tomorrow, in case you get here before I do and you want to start preparing, the Tosfos HaRash is in the back. There's at least two or three sets of the Tosfos HaRash on the top shelf in the back. Chazar Rav Eliezer, Pirush Rashi, Chazar Eitzel Chachamim. Umoda she'ein l'davar kitzva, v'imrotu l'sanos yis'ana chutz milal yom t'rishon. V'kasher l'peirusho, the lishna de yashlim, v'imhishlim lo mashma klal loshom tashlumin, el hashlamos cheshbon shal yodal and sudos. First of all, hashlam here sounds like you're making up a number. Like you're mashlam a certain deficiency in the number. So you require 14. There's a deficiency. And now you're making up the missing number of 14. That's one question. That's one question on Rashi. So unlike Rashi's, he thinks Rashi's pshat and tashlumin is a little bit not so in line with pshat. The ode, Kevan de Mimatza Yalfinon, Lomatsinon Shi Tashlumin Lachilas Matza Shalaila Rishon Shal Pesach. Says if you're learning it out now from Pesach, Tesav Tesav Michaga Matzos, how come there's no makeup for Matzah? Which we raised this question earlier. How come there's no makeup for Matzah? I missed Matzah on the first night. You don't see anyone telling me, oh, no problem, eat Matzah the next night, or eat Matzah the last night.
I mean, that shouldn't be a question, because Matzah, you could, you know, eat throughout the entire...
Yeah, but it's not a fulfillment of the Be'er of Tochel Matzos. You're right, you could eat matzah, it might be a kim and achilas matzah, but you're not making up the mitzvah d'oraisa eating the first night. That's the second question. Third question. V'od mashma k'tzatz b'Yerushalmi d'boi k'zayis dogan l'sudasol shayom t'rishon shochad k'mo gabi matzah v'hocha arminin d'yashlam b'minin t'agimah. And over here we're told that you could even be mashlam with something that I won't be able to fulfill the mitzvah with initially. Can make up with tagima. So what kind of business is that, Rashi, that you're telling me this is actually taking the place of my first suda? He says, I don't think it doesn't really sound like that's the lashon that you use when you want to tell me it's fulfillment in the suda that I missed. Because he says tashlumin sounds more like a hashlama here, like you mean mashlam the minion of 14. Second, if you really mean today I can make up what I missed out on, how come I don't say the same thing by matzah? It's tesvav tesvav. should find the same rule of tashlum and lagabe matzah. I don't find it. Third question is, if you tell me I'm making up the meal that I missed on the first night, then how come I could eat targima? Can't do that the first night. Okay? And then he has a fourth question. Va'od mi'uvda de apotropos shall agripas mashma de lo potter Rabbi Elazar besuda achas. Lachem nirali chozer bo Rabbi Elazar mi'masha haya rotze lahashlim besukka. So what's his chozer bo? He says, I think the chozer bo is something totally different. Chozer bo means you could get away without eating this suda in the sukkah. You still need 14 sudos. He did not drop that. He didn't drop that. What the Tosfos HaRosh says, and we'll maybe pick this up tomorrow. Take a look at this Tosfos HaRosh and the first Tosfos HaRosh, the one where he asks the question, where he has the Gemara's question. But what he wants to say, Chazerbel means Chazerbel from requiring all 14 sudos in the sukkah. He didn't retract that you need 14 sudos. He just retracted the fact that you need to have all 14 sudos in the sukkah. He said you could still have 14 sudos, but if you didn't eat one of them in the sukkah, you can make that up on Shmini without the sukkah. Right. So I'd like to try to explain how that works and maybe pick up with that tomorrow, okay? So we'll stop here, Rabbi Sain, and hopefully continue tomorrow. Does anyone know where Gilman